Hello, Boo Buddies. You know, I always call you Boo Buddies. I think I should shorten it. I think I'm going to call you Boobies. I guess that makes the guys boob men. And maybe the girls are booby birds. There we go. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't call you Boobies. Anyway, hello, Boobies. The Apple TV conversation with Simon is a really interesting conversation. Brought up some really good comments. This is Simon Toon, by the way. You can find him on Audioboo as well, and you should definitely listen because he's a clever chap with some really good insights. We've been having a little conversation about the Apple TV and my assertion that this is a miss from Apple. First of all, let me be really clear, I love H.264. I'm not complaining for a moment that H.264 is the format that Apple use and the only one the iPad and the iPhone and all the rest support. It's a great format, I totally love it. And yes, I totally get that it's implemented in hardware and good for power saving and all the rest. I'm totally cool with them only supporting H.264, and I'm totally cool with the idea, by the way, that stuff be stored on my desktop computer in whatever format I like and then converted to H.264 for streaming to whatever device views it, so be that the iPhone, the iPad, or in a perfect world, the Apple TV. I'm cool with all of that. My complaint is that the Apple TV won't allow me to do that, whereas the iPhone and the iPad do. You know, I'm okay with the fact that I have to use somebody else's app to play those other media files on my iPhone or iPad. I'd like to have the option to do that on my Apple TV, but of course with the latest Apple TV I won't be able to. Simon's basic argument appears to be, aren't Apple clever by leaving this out because they didn't need to include it? Well, okay, yeah, that's perhaps good business sense, but I'm a geek, I'm a technologist, I want stuff to be done that can be done, I want to see people innovating, and I don't like to see Apple holding stuff back, and I don't like them leaving out the cameras that they could have put in. I mean, I'm cool with them doing it for price reasons and stuff, but you know, when it comes to, this is a long tradition in computing of deliberately hobbling hardware so that you can offer two or three different price levels. But it's a little bit different when it comes to software, I think. I think this is cynical, and I'll tell you why I think they're doing it. I think the problem that Apple have got now is that they are so in the pockets of the big media companies, the movie companies, the TV companies, the cable channels, and all the rest. They have become Neville Chamberlain. They have become the peacemaker, and it's because they got into the rifle sights of Hollywood. They got and also the music companies. You know, people started to really go after iTunes because it was becoming so powerful. They wanted to start supporting the competitors in order to even the game, and they. To the extent that they started offering un-DRM'd MP3s through Amazon long before they let iTunes do it. And I think simply because they wanted to give some power back to a competitor, and iTunes was too strong. So Apple has had to become this big appeaser of these big companies in order to be able to do the things they want to do with media, and frankly, to make money the way they want to make it. Now, I'm cool with Apple making money that way. I'm totally cool with them making a cut of every media sale and every app sale. You know, I love that they sell the hardware and make money. I love that they have the iTunes store and they make money on the things they sell there. It's a good business model. The customer gets what they want. Apple gets some money. It's great. My worry is that with the Apple TV, I can tell this is already going to be a three-boo day. My concern is that Apple are not holding back this technology because they want to make sure they've got something to sell next year. I think the reason they're holding back this technology is because doing it would allow content creators to sell direct to the public without Apple getting a cut. That's my main worry, is that they've not found a way to monetize that. They've not found a way to make anything more than a cut of the app sale. And that's a one-time deal. And I think what they really want to be able to do is make a cut of every show we watch and every ad that gets served and all the rest. So I think that's why they're holding back. I don't think it's a lack of imagination. I think it's greed, quite frankly. There's a couple of other points I want to cover, so I'll do a second boo for that. I'll talk to you in just a moment, boobies.